This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
With everything that we do, a combination of things. In every facet, whatever say, aspect of what we do, you got to scheme it better, you got to coach it better, and you got to execute better. Same amount of time we had last year, we dedicate this year to it. We start off the week on Wednesdays. We do a form of red zone. And then today we do red zone. Then tomorrow we really hammer red zone. Like I said, there's a number of things we can do better. It starts with me. There's not one thing in particular, just like there wasn't one thing last year that was in particular why we were so successful. It was the combination.
The good thing about it, he makes it easy because he can handle it, man. I mean, it's just phenomenal. The football IQ and the information that he can retain and then go to apply it in real time. And you got to give credit to him. He's always prepared. I think that we just, like, obviously we got healthy. You know, we had to make some adjustments. We lost some guys for the year. I had to make some adjustments. But I just think I got to give credit to the players, man. The players, I think they really come together. And, you know, they've been leading the charge, holding themselves accountable. And
Zach Orr, Ravens defense coordinator, yesterday at One Winning Drive, meeting with the media as he does every Thursday as the Ravens get ready for their first home game. You heard during Joe LaCroix's update in almost a month, taking on a beleaguered Jets team. Well, the Ravens have their own issues, you know, trying to get over 500 for the first time this season. But Zach Orr talking about a defense that was much maligned in the first 5 weeks of the season. Ravens started the season 1-5. Even that loss, the fourth straight to the Rams, defense showed up a little bit, held the Rams to under 20 points, but LA had some problems there. Devontae Adams dropped a couple of passes. Matt Stafford, maybe the LA team, wasn't that strong in the red zone. But since then, the Ravens have stabilized things. Not a dominant defense. Not the 2000 Ravens as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of the first world championship team for the Baltimore Ravens. Super Bowl 35 over the Giants, but hell of a lot better than they were. And if we can go back a month and a half, say to their last home game against the Bears, where Lamar Jackson didn't play. Oh my God, Ravens are going to get blown out. They're going to drop to 1-6, going to be toast. And I think we were all DEFCON 1 here on this station, or at least on this show, Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today. Nolan's here, and we'll talk to him in a second. But they hung around, and Tyler Huntley executed a perfect game plan for the most part. They kicked Chicago's ass. Bears haven't lost since then, by the way. But the defense is gotten it together a little bit. Draymond Jones was brought in. The Gilman trade from the Chargers has allowed Kyle Hamilton to be more like the Kyle Hamilton of 2 years ago. And now we're starting to see the results. And even though the sack numbers aren't accumulating like last year's team or 2 years ago when they led the NFL in sacks, the quarterback hits double digits in two consecutive games. So you figure they're going to start to get home sooner or later. And the Jets have given up a ton of sacks. We'll get to them in a second. But Nolan, Zach Orr was public enemy number two around these parts a month ago behind Mike Elias, who still might be public enemy number one after the trade of Grayson Rodriguez. By the way, Orioles are kind of getting roasted nationally on that one, but we'll get to that in due time. But he mentioned the player, Zach Orr, getting healthy, the added personnel from EDC. But Zach Orr does have to devise the game plan. So as he was getting the brunt of the blame when they were terrible early, shouldn't he get at least some of the credit for them becoming better, more improved, and the fact that they're starting to force more turnovers? Somebody's got to be part of that equation.
Right, and there's no excuse to be made of, oh, hey, you brought in this coach. You know, you had to go get help, go bring this guy in, and then the turnaround started, like last year with Dean Pease. And then everyone just assumed that, oh, well, that's because of Dean Pease. That's the only reason they turned it around. Well, this year there was no savior. I mean, you had veteran guys to lean on, Chuck Pagano, but he was there from the start. Yep. He was there for all the terrible, terrible results, especially in his portion of the defense, the secondary. They looked terrible. So did injuries play a factor? Sure. But I think the criticism at the time of Zach Orr was fair. Now I think it's for more than fair to go the opposite direction and give him his due credit.
So Zach Orr, speaking to the media, also talked about Kyle Hamilton and the versatility that he brings to the equation. And Alohi Gilman, all right, teammates at Notre Dame. Gilman was his roommate because Kyle was a youngster at that time in South Bend, Indiana. But who would have thought that just bringing in a safety that could solidify the back end allows Kyle Hamilton to be more of a disruptor? And we see him getting his hands on the ball. We see him like in the backfield stopping the run, getting to the quarterback. This is very reminiscent of 2023 when Kyle Hamilton was a first-team All-Pro and he got paid. But early in the season, Kyle Hamilton was just as culpable as everybody else for getting toasted on a weekly basis. Now Kyle Hamilton's becoming kind of this disruptive force, and you don't really know in what fashion he's going to disrupt you right now.
Well, to me, it made one thing very clear, and that's that at least I, and I think a lot of other people out there, underestimated the loss of Ardarius Washington. You know, when he went down, it stunk. You know, he had a great year last year. You hate to lose him for the entire season, but I didn't think that it would have that kind of trickle-down effect. Now, it would have been nice if they went out and maybe found a veteran safety because that Ardarius news was known pretty early on in the offseason. But this is now, I think, a couple years in a row where Hamilton has started a season playing more of a traditional safety role. And he's okay. He's fine. But that's not where he's at his best. That's not where he makes the entire defense better. And you've made this financial commitment to him. I think now it should be abundantly clear as the Ravens move forward building their defense, you have to have two capable safeties on the back end to allow Kyle Hamilton to be the free roaming piece. Because you can say, all right, well, we can get by if Hamilton's on the back end. All right, maybe for a week or two, but for an entire season, no. No way. We've seen enough of a sample size at this point to show that it's not just about him, it's the entire defense. It's sink or swim. If he's able to roam around, the entire defense gets elevated. If he has to play one singular role on the back end, everyone suffers.
And Malachi Starks is starting to grow into his rookie first-round role as he's starting to get around the football. And Gilman, as we said, even though he's had some tackling issues at times, but he has solidified things in that area. So the defense, they're starting to trend upwards, and you got the Jets, and that's a putrid outside of Breece Hall offense right now. And we'll do all of that talk as the show progresses. But offensively, all right. Red zone struggles. And we heard Todd Monken. Right now, the Ravens. Let me double check this. It's a blind in one eye. They're 28th in red zone offensive efficiency. There's 32 teams. They were the best or one of the best last year in this category. Still have Zay Flowers. Still have Henry. Lamar missed a couple of games. It all goes back to the O-line, as Vinny stated a bazillion times. Likely has been absent, got hurt, missed games, missed time. Does not appear anywhere close to the likely we've seen the second half of 23 and all of 24. Bateman, who's out, as we said, but his contributions have been minimal. Hopkins, first couple of weeks. Hey, he was Nelson Aguilar. Hey, catches it. It's going to be a touchdown. It's going to be a big play. A lot of factors going into the red zone struggles. Can't run the ball in the red zone. And we just heard Todd Monken say, OC, play calling can be in question as well.
Yeah, and I think maybe it was earlier this week, if not, it was definitely last week, where I was saying, well, obviously the O-line is fully to blame here. And I'm putting it all on them, that I was even willing to give Todd Monken a pass, that it wasn't so much on his shoulders for play calling and anything. These guys just can't block, you know, and how is it that you put together this great 70, 80-yard drive and you get down inside the five and you can't finish? I mean, where's the motivation to even just, you know, maul the guy in front of you and finish this incredible drive? But now that I think about it a little bit more, the O-line is what it is. It's not good. It's, quite frankly, it's terrible at times.
Right.
But if they're not willing to make any personnel changes there, how can we sit here and expect different results? So with that in mind, all right, Todd Monken, this is the situation you're in. Shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be this bad, but now you're in the boat. What do you do with it? So I think there does need to be a little bit more adjustment. There needs to be some more creativity. I mean, what can we do to maybe instantly get Lamar in space and avoid that instant pressure that is in his face? We clearly can't run it inside the five, so that should be off the table. I mean, you say you want to run it on first down. I forget it. Don't even waste the down. I'm not running it at all down there. So I think there does need to be a little adjustment.
And we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, Nolan, me, you, and Vinny. And with our listeners, of course, on this Featured Artist Friday, 410-583-1057 is the number to get in. Derrick Henry, last year, he wasn't facing contact till he got past the line of scrimmage. This year, he's getting drilled before he gets to the center or to the guards. Going back to, again, the offensive line struggles. And Voorhees was back at practice. Everyone was back at practice except for Keon Martin and for Rashad Bateman, but everyone else was there. So, much to Vinny's dismay, and maybe to the dismay of a lot of Ravens fans, Andrew Voorhees was there.
Right.
Remember, he was a steal. Everyone, hey, they got a steal, this guy. And I was like, oh my God, could he be hurt? Vinny was actually rooting that he was injured and couldn't play.
Well, I mean,
in the game.
If you think about it, he is technically playing like a seventh rounder.
Yeah.
But he wasn't supposed to be a seventh rounder. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised that it's gone this awry for him because there was so much promise. And early on, you could say, all right, well, injury excuse. It's going to take him a while to get ramped up. And I didn't think he looked terrible in the first couple games last year before he got hurt and replaced by McCary. But maybe I wasn't watching close enough. And then obviously once he was ready to come back, they didn't even consider putting him back in there over McCary. I mean, it wasn't even a thought. Just keep McCary there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens, Jets coming up 1 o'clock, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 13.5-point favorites over the struggling gangrene with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. If you want to make a prediction for the game, feel free to do so. I mean, are you, as a fan, because the, looked like, hey, look, I wasn't there. I've been a Ravens game in years, but it looked like the crowd enthusiasm against the Bears was rather limited. There were a lot of Chicago fans. But the stands didn't appear to be full. In the Houston game, you get tickets in the club level and whatever, so second-hand market for relatively cheap. And you think the fans are going to start showing up again since the Ravens won four in a row? Or?
Well, I always say that it's the Lamar factor. I was at the Bears game, which, yeah, you're right, it did kind of – it helped that the weather was fantastic. I think that made it about as good as it could be. But when Lamar was ruled out, I'm sure some people said, I'm not going. It's not worth it. But I thought it was an okay crowd that day. I think it's all Lamar. I mean, if he's healthy and playing, the crowd's there. They're energized. It's as simple as that. Doesn't matter who the opponent is.
Well, you got two games in 5 days, starting on Sunday, and then you have Cincinnati on Thanksgiving. So if you're headed to the game, your enthusiasm level is what? If you want to make a prediction for the game, we're all picking here that the Ravens are going to blow them out. I mean, could they trap game my ass at this stage of the season? You can't be in no trap games. Orioles made a trade today. somewhere PT and Towson is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This morning. Third-ranked recruiting class in the country for 2026. Congratulations to him. Maryland off to Vegas. Got UNLV and Gonzaga coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Or it's Sunday at midnight or Monday at midnight? What on?
Monday at 11:59.
What?
Well, if it was midnight, it'd be Tuesday, technically.
Yeah.
Really a strange setup there. They're in Vegas, the Players Era Festival or tournament. A lot of prominent schools participating, and if I'm not mistaken, obviously they're playing Monday and Tuesday. They get Gonzaga on Tuesday night, but if they win both of those somehow, then they'd be in consideration for some sort of championship.
Yeah,
I don't know the structure, but they'd play Wednesday even. So, I mean, really a cool kind of what they call a feast week, all these holiday
which
tournaments.
All starts today. I mean, we have day basketball, but Buzz Williams told us Monday, Nolan, that we have a chance to play three straight games. Mm-hmm. This week, and then you get a few days off, and then you're back at it next Tuesday. But congratulations to Buzz. Huge recruiting class for him on the men's side. So we'll talk to Keith Kavanaugh about that coming up at 11:30. But he likes the Doobie Brothers, for those who have no idea what the hell we're talking about. So we got Doobie Brothers, featured artist Friday. Ravens, they're taking on the Jets. The Orioles made a trade today, sending Austin Jackson, Nolan, to the Minnesota Twins for a guy that, quite frankly, I've never heard of before, and I'd be lying if I said I did.
Right. I got to pull this up again because I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Correct.
But we got a minor league infielder here from the Twins. We're going to call him Peyton Eels? Eelis? E-E-L-E-S. So I can't find a phonetic pronunciation, but we'll figure it out.
P-E.
Yeah. Well, he's here now. I mean, all I know about him, just by looking at the stats, pretty high on-base percentage guy. Again, has never cracked the majors yet, 26 years old, went to Coastal Carolina. So he's had a couple of years in AAA. Again, not a power guy, more of an on-base guy, and can play multiple infield positions. So we'll see what happens there.
But so much for the three-catcher narrative that we've discussed, and we'll get into it with Matt Weirich later in the show, where Adley will be the primary guy, and then Basayo will play first base, DH, get a couple games behind the dish, and then Jackson would be the de facto third catcher. So that narrative's gone now.
I mean, look, they weren't in position last year to carry three catchers until Gary Sanchez had his injury stuff. And then Adley got hurt for the first time in his career. So, I mean, it was just a mess last year. But I don't really think it's 100% necessary to carry three catchers.
No.
And if you do feel that need for some reason, just because Basayo's probably going to be playing more, you know, first and DH other days of the week if he's not catching, that if you still feel the need to get another backup catcher, I mean, I don't want to scoff at it, but that's dime a dozen. I mean, you get a cheap catcher for really anywhere. I mean,
you can get an Austin Jackson.
Exactly.
Who was a first-round pick way back when, but to flip him for a live body, and I know Elias is taking a lot of heat, and it's, I don't want to get into it, but the Grayson, Brad Doolittle napalmed the Orioles in the grading of the trade. By the way, we'll get to that, but if Adley's got two oblique issues like he did last year, then you got problemos. And as Basayo becomes like the dude, then
right,
that relaxes everyone.
Right. So in any event that Adley is missing significant time, well, then Basayo just become the full-time catcher like he was down the stretch. Yep. And then that opens up more opportunities for others at first and DH.
All right. Anyway, so we got Terps news. Got the Orioles made a trade. You want to comment on those things, you can at 410-583-1057. But the Ravens hosting the Jets coming up Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium, 1 o'clock. First home game since the Bears way back when. Let's go get Trippy. Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, thanks for holding. What's up, dude?
Hey, Bob and Vinny. What's going on with y'all, man?
Vinny's off today.
Oh, damn. My bad.
That was Nolan I was talking to.
Oh, my bad. What's up, Nolan and Vinny? I mean, Bob, my bad. Hey, Bob, my bad, man. You're talking to the kid.
You're talking to Bobster here. You should know my – I don't sound like Vinny, and I don't sound like Nolan. I'm a unique-sounding dude.
Hey, I'm just starting to sound like myself, man. You know, I've been going through it these last couple of days, No, you know, I lost my grandmother Monday morning,
I did not know that.
She lived in Jamaica, man. I got the news when I was in Cleveland, so – It was like I went from a high to a low. But, you know, everything good, though, man, you know?
Sad for your loss. Yeah, sad thanks, for your loss, man. Trippy, but, man.
Hey, you know what I've been saying, man? We 4-0, seven more to go. Like I told Lamar, I know you saw the video, Nolan and Bob. I know y'all probably saw the video when I was Lamar at the Cleveland. I'll send it to you on Facebook, but yeah, man, you know, I'm just happy that the guys, you know, they gelling for real, but I'm going to be honest with you, like Nolan said, like what, we into what, week 13, we ain't make no changes yet, so the best thing I want to see the offensive line do is at least try to gel together for this long stretch that we got, because, I mean, we're trying to win this division, we damn sure trying to get the playoffs, and we're not just trying to get to the playoffs just to say, oh, we made it to the playoffs after we started 1-5, we're trying to make a run. You know what I mean? And looking at that last Super Bowl team, we made some changes to the offensive line, and it helped out. And why did we make changes? Because we wanted the best five out there that could protect Joe Flacco. Now, let's go out there, Coach Hobbs, Coach Woolhop, and let's lock in. But hold on, I got to tell you a funny story, Nolan and Bob, real quick. So, you know, after every game, I'm always be calling the coaches out and stuff. So I'm like, hey, Woolhop, the last home game, I'm like, hey, Woolhop. So the dude looking at me like, hey, I'm not Woolhop. So I goes on the website. I said, so who is this dude? Guess who he was, Nolan and Bob?
No
he
idea.
He was the assistant offensive lineman coach. So I had Phil Passon's assistant, Cleveland the other day I saw. So I'm messing with him. I'm like, hey, Woolhop. He like, man, I ain't Woolhop. So he's going to say, hey, man, what you trying to call me? Oh, I said, I mean, y'all looking like a little bit. But listen, when y'all get a chance, right, I forgot his name. But listen. Look at the offensive line assistant coach Nolan and Bob. I swear to God, he looked just like David Ajabo, bro. And I'm going to finish this one, y'all.
Maybe it was Ajabo we were yelling at. Who knows?
Hey, I don't know. I said, man, you look just like David Ajabo, man. He started laughing. But all I want the guys to do is, man, just lock in. Yeah, we started off 1-5. We dug ourselves in a hole. Now we even. Remember what I said? By Thanksgiving, we'd be over 500. We almost did, man. Y'all have a great weekend. All right. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, Trippy. Giving them the business. Now, if it would have been George Woolhop, would he ridiculed him, heckled him? What was his? I mean, because Woolhop, who was a brilliant man last year, is now under a lot of fire here for the underperforming line that he has.
If this guy's also involved in the O-line, I mean, the message is the same. just tell him, hey, get the message to George. I don't care who you are. We got important business here.
All right, we'll come back. Take more of your phone calls. Ryan, you're next. Kai, you want to get in? Anyone else? 410-583-1057. Orioles make a trade. Buzz Williams signs the third-rated recruiting class in college basketball. And the Ravens trying to get over 500 for the first time this year. Think about it. Even the Orioles started 1-0. The Ravens have not been over 500 all season long. They can accomplish that Sunday against the Jets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Horseshoe Casino, I'm looking forward to it. To be totally honest with you, get out of the house, breathe a little bit. Get on down, lose some money down in, or hopefully win some money. At Brew Brothers, Orioles made a trade today. Alex Jackson to the Twins. And Buzz Williams signed the third-rated recruiting class, college basketball for 2026. Maryland football tomorrow, taking on Michigan. 4 o'clock kickoff, you can hear it on the Fan. Wolverines trying to maintain possible playoff status as they're 8-2 and big favorites for Maryland, trying to break a 6-game losing streak. And Maryland wins out, they're bowl eligible. Michigan wins out, they could be in the playoffs when it's all said and done. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
How you doing, dude?
Pretty good. Before I get to my Ravens prediction, I just think I'm a little sad about old Alex Jackson leaving. He kept the ship moving when both Sanchez and Adley went down before Basayo came in. So I thought he was a pretty decent catcher. So I wish him the best of luck in Minnesota. I actually thought he might have been able to stick around, but like you guys were talking about, it's just not a realistic opportunity to have 3 catchers on a team.
Yeah, he did yeoman's work, and you know he helped when he needed to help, but now he moves on, and maybe he gets a better chance to perform with the Twins, who I think traded away half their team at the trade deadline last year.
Yeah, I mean, he gave me some younger James McCann vibes in how he played. He always came up in a big home run spot or something, and was pretty good defensively. We can't forget the Jackson-to-Jackson-to-Jackson outfield play. You know, that's one to remember. But getting to the Ravens, I think we as Ravens fans should be be happy to know that this is an opportunity that we can say that this could be a trap game. I mean, other teams were saying that about us for the first half of the season. So we're on the uptrend. I still don't think we can call it a trap game because we're only at 500. But what I'm hoping is we run away with this game and we're going to get up two or three scores. And I'm hoping Tyler Huntley comes out at the beginning of the fourth quarter just with the shortened week. I don't think that we should be going full effort against the Jets. You know, not taking anything away from them. They're an NFL team too, but if it's going the way that everybody expects it to go, then hopefully we're sitting some guys that were on the injured list or not practicing earlier in the week just to give them some time to breathe and be ready for a divisional game on Thanksgiving.
Yep, great point, man, because as you said, got the short week. Ryan, thanks for the call. If we don't talk to you next week, happy Thanksgiving, of course.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
No doubt about it. But short week, get that rest based on performance. You know, you blast the Jets out of there early, and then we'll see Tyler Huntley, who, by the way, Nolan, did you see, is now a TV pitch man.
For what?
He does progressive. Oh. He's explaining the birds and the bees to a young man because the dad, yeah, the yips.
Oh, the backups.
Yeah.
Oh, those commercials.
Yeah,
okay.
He went in there and he made it happen. I think the kid walked out of there with a girl on his arm when he left the commercial. All right, let's go to Kai. In Reisterstown. Kai, what's up?
Oh, man. Bob Haney, wrong timing, but I'm going to make it fast.
Yes.
You got blocking me. I'm in the middle. Listen, Haney, Blue Chews, listen, I'm okay, right? But, you know, you know how the kids create a player on a game?
Yeah, right.
So I'm okay, but I'm gonna try them Blue Chews out, man. I'll be 45 next in a couple days. But look.
Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed of, trust me.
Your nephew, man, Haney versus Norman, B. Norman this week. I think that's an interesting fight right there, man. I really think Haney got a chance if he don't get on that bike. I think he got a chance to
yeah,
you know, make
Norman could chin check him, man. And I think I don't know if Yard will beat Benavidez, but he punches hard enough to make it interesting, right? Are we saying
that? 44-13, likely breakout game with a defensive touchdown from the Ravens. And when you get a chance, talk about Derek Queen, man. What Maryland, do you think he had the potential to be the best player to come out of Maryland? I'll let you off the line, man. I got to.
All right, Kai, stay. You're driving a truck, man. They'll be making things uncomfortable for people out on the road with you. Derek Queen, they were talking about him on NBA TV last night about how he has kind of ascended into one of the top rookies early in the season. He's taking heat because the Pelicans made that crazy trade, and what's it, Atlanta or whatever, gets a top five pick, and New Orleans is going to stink. But Queen's been brilliant. Now, we'll be the best player ever coming out of Maryland. I mean, we're, 12 games in? But even the Joker was praising him a couple of nights ago against the Nuggets.
And he's still so young. I mean, we're talking about a 20-year-old kid here, and he's already won over that fan base. Not just the performance on the court. I mean, he's been great there, but he's saying all the right things. Like when they fired the coach or right before that, he's out there in front of veteran players in the locker room saying, trying to win every game.
Yep.
I don't care about any of that. You know, it's about winning. That's all it is. I mean, that fan base instantly fell in love.
Yeah, it's the Baltimore thing. And look, his basketball IQ is off the charts. And once he learns, Nolan, and he will, once he learns to maybe extend the jump shot beyond 15 feet, man, that makes him even more I mean, hey, the Joker's not elevating like Rex Chapman on a jump shot. He just set shot in like Bob Haney's backyard at this point in time. But they drain it. I think Derek Queen's going to because he's good from the foul line, which means he has touch. Once he develops a little bit of a stretch four sort of aspect to it, watch out for this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I get the media criticism of the trade because it's the instant analysis of it, and it was quite a haul to give up.
Joe Dumars got rasted for that.
But if you get your guy, then it's worth it. And how hard is it to find the guy in the NBA draft? That's a total crapshoot. So if it ends up working out, you can't complain.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. Vinny's off today. It's me and Nolan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. Ray, you're next. Coming up top of the hour, Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner preview the Ravens and Jets. Everybody came back to practice yesterday except for Keon Martin and then Rashad Bateman, who's going to be out for who knows how long. But when's Isaiah Likely going to become part of this offense here? taking on the Jets. Ravens 13.5-point favorites. 44.5 total points. We'll get more into this during the whip around, but the Texans beat the Bills last night. 23-19. Don't look now, but Houston is 6-5. Davis Mills had a good game. Woody Marks ran over Buffalo's defense, which everyone seems to do. Josh Allen got his ass beat last night. Sacked 8 times. He was holding stuff every time he got off the turf. But a big win for Houston. If it gets to this, let's not forget if the Ravens and Texans are tied in some capacity. Because right now the Colts are the big favorites in the AFC South. Houston's got the tiebreaker. I don't want to put the Maloik on the Ravens, but I think they're going to wind up winning the division, so I don't think that's going to be mattering much. But if it's a wild card scenario, same with Buffalo, by the way, and Kansas City, Ravens are at a disadvantage. So what better way to exercise those possible demons? Just win a division. And I think that's what's going to happen. Anyway, they're going to beat the Jets, they'll beat the Bengals, and then the Steelers come in here on the 7th of December. And that'll be the big old litmus test game, I guess. All right, let's get out to the phones. Orioles made a trade. Maryland football gets Michigan tomorrow, 4 o'clock. You hear it on the Fan. Maryland hoops are in Vegas. Buzz Williams decided to sign third-rate recruiting class in the country. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
How you doing, dude?
Wonderful. Real quick, man, as far as Haney Norman or Norman Haney Jr. I mean, Norman Jr., you get what I'm saying. And when it comes to that, man, listen, you know, I think, you know, if he's smart and Box is smart, I hate when people like Kyle uses the term running. Just because they don't understand ring generalship, they don't understand how the sport works. They can be a fan, but there's a difference between running and doing those things. And, you know, you need your own boxing show, Bob. You know, like, it's like the late, great Scott Wagner. You need your own boxing show.
Ah, Scotty was my boy, no doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah, man, because I used to call into that show every Saturday. But anyway, owing to the task at hand, I've been seeing things. The Ravens going to be the Jets. I'm not worried about it. But I've been seeing things romanticizing, and I love Grayson, but his potential unfulfilled. I've been seeing people on Twitter and other places comparing him to the, why would you trade a young Mike Mussina? And I'm like, by the time Mike Mussina was 26, he was a 3-time All-Star. So I don't get the romanticizing that we like to do. We talk about a person. Now that he's gone, all of a sudden, well, what is Mike Elias is doing? I mean, at the end of the day, people have to stop and realize these people know more than we do as fans. And I will also say this as I hang up the phone. Fred Albanez is putting together a coaching staff of good, solid dudes, baseball dudes. People haven't really been paying attention to that because most fans are casual and they're only going to pay attention to the Kyle Tucker names and Dylan Ceases of the world. But I'm paying attention to the staff that Fred Albanez is putting together. Hiring a respectable catcher like Hank Conger to your staff to work the bullpen. People don't understand how important it is to have good coaching dudes around. And as I hang up the phone, I want to get your opinion on this. How important do you think the coaching staff is going to play? Because Craig Albanez, in every interview that he's done, he preaches fundamentals. This is why I believe that he's going to turn this thing around. And, you know, I give you my prediction, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise when February, March come. You got to go.
All right. Here's Ray in Baltimore. Hank Conger, first-round draft pick himself of the Angels, if you remember him as a ball player, was one of those pain-in-the-ass guys. Similar build to Kirk up in Toronto. And we come to the plate. You got Mike Trout. You have insert a sleek monster guy for the Angels there. He may have overlapped with Otani a little bit, Conger, but Conger be the one who got the big hit. He was that guy. Baseball IQ, undeniable. And to Ray's point about the fundamentals being improved, Orioles took a gigantic step backwards in fundamentals last year. I mean, they went from being one of the more fundamentally sound baseball teams, which helped them win more of the games than anybody in baseball for 2 years, other than the Dodgers, to a team that looked like the Bad News Bears were the benchmark for elite play. And about Grayson Rodriguez, I'll say this. A lot of people, and I'm one of them, either hosts or callers, say, I'm not counting on Grayson for anything. You'll be lucky to get anything out of him. You act like he's not even on the team next year. And now he's Mike Mussina? No. If you want to use a comparable, maybe Ben McDonald. Ben was the number one pick in the draft and battled a myriad of injuries early in his career and eventually ended his career before he hit 10 years in the majors. And he had much more hubbub coming out of, well, he was a college player, Olympic gold medalist. Maybe Dylan Bundy is more of a true comparable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.